Hi everyone, I'm Joe Boguist, and this is a Radio in the Dark Kenwood TS-590 Extra. Using the voice guide to tell you what the ALC reading is. This is a little known secret of the TS-590. I never knew you could do this myself until just a little while ago. But it's a great feature when you are totally blind and can't see the display screen. Now you can set up your ALC and compression readings for your microphone without any help. Before I tell you how to do this, let me explain a few things. Of course, as you know, by default, the TS-590 is set to use the PF1 key with the voice guide to tell you the frequency readout, and the PF2 key gives you the S-meter reading of the radio. If you have the special Kenwood microphone with the keypad on the front of it, you have 4 PF key settings. Menus number 79 and 80 adjust the PF1 and PF2 keys on the control panel of the radio, respectively, and number 81 through 84 allow you to adjust the PF keys on the microphone with the keypad on it. Number 85 and number 86 allow you to change the function of the up-down buttons on that microphone. And the menu numbers go from 100 to 130, and then it skips and goes from 200 to 208, and then off. Through menu 100 to 130 will change the function of either PF key to give you all kinds of things, like you can change one of them to turn the vox on and off, or to adjust antenna A to antenna B, or to change from VFOA to B, whatever you want to do. But we're only concerned with the functions that the voice guide will use. And those two functions right now are the ability to read the S-meter and the ability to adjust ALC and compression level. If you only have the Kenwood 590 and not the special microphone, you only have 2 PF keys. So you have to sacrifice one thing for another. In other words, you have to eliminate being able to have the S-meter reading read out in order to get the ALC reading. But that's okay, because once you have the ALC set, you can leave it alone as long as you don't change microphones, and then you can go back to changing the PF2 key to give you the S-meter reading again, and you can leave it that way. So here's how you do it. You go into the menus on the 590, and go to menu number 80, and that allows you to change the PF2 key function. In menu number 80, you change PF2 from 201 to 202. Then that will allow you to have the ALC readout by the voice guide when you talk into the microphone. Here's what that sounds like.
Okay, to demonstrate this, here we are on the 10-meter band because it's dead. And I'm using a dummy load. Always use a dummy load when you're testing like this, because you don't want to bother anybody. Okay, now, I'm going to show you how to do this. I have the rig on now, and first we're going to go into the menus by pressing the menu button, so you can hear exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to put the recorder up by the speaker, and we press the menu button.
Menu 80201.
And that's menu 80. And it's now at setting on 201. We're going to change that to 202. 201, as I said, makes the PF2 key tell you the S-meter reading. That's the function of it with setting 201. We're going to go up to 202 now, which will allow us to read the ALC with the voice guide.
202.
Okay, now we get out of menu mode. And now, when I press the mic button and I talk, and I hit the PF2 key, this is what will happen. Hello, test 1-2.
1-2.
1-2-3.
1-4.
Hello, test 1-2-3. Okay, now that's the ALC. That's the ALC reading. Now, if I talk too loud, the ALC will exceed the limit, and the VGS1 will say over. Hello.
A, over.
Okay, see what it said? It said A, meaning ALC, over. Okay, you don't want to go over. You don't want to have your mic gain set so that you're going over on the elk, because then you'll be splattering all over the place. And for best audio, you want the elk to just start barely moving. Let's try it again without whistling and talking normally with the transmit keyed. Hello, test N3AIN, testing 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
A, 0.
Hello,
A,
test 1, 2, 3. Oh, that went over. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 4. Okay, so there you go. It says A and then the number. And now if you want to test the compression for your processor, turn the processor on, and we'll see what happens now. Hello, test 1, 2, 3.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello, test 1, 2, 3. Okay, the compression level should not exceed about 10 dB. So I'm really doing okay because I normally don't yell into the microphone. And I keep it about 4 or 5 inches away from my mouth. And it works perfectly that way. I'm using the Heil Gold Line, by the way, in the white element position. Now, if I changed and I used a handheld microphone for this radio, I would have to set the gain quite a bit back, because the handheld doesn't need nearly the drive that the bigger Gold Line does. So that's the way it works. By the way, if this doesn't work when you try it, make sure the meter type is selected properly. That toggles back and forth using the drive button. You just tap that button if it didn't work, and then try it again, and it probably will. And if you'd like the explanation of how this is done from the UK Active Elements website, you can download the complete Kenwood manual from there. There's a link to it on Handy Ham's website. Just go to Active Elements link, click on that, and then go to Kenwood and click on that, and you'll get the complete manual read by the UK Active Elements website. It's a great manual. That's how I got all my information.
The section in the Kenwood manual from the Active Elements website describing this is track number 59.
That will help you a lot. And if you have any further questions besides that, you can contact me at n3ain@hotmail.com, and I'll try to help you further if you need it. Thanks a lot, and this has been a Kenwood 590 Extra, 73s.